Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another A&R Geekly episode, I believe 172. You may notice Elvin's not here. He's jet-setted off to the magical land of Croatia to track down some new action figures. I don't know how well hunting is over there. He'll let us know. He might even pop on later. Who knows? I don't know what the time zone is over there, but we do have Justin as usual. Hello, Justin. What's going on?
Hi. I'm taking over Elvin's lair, as you can see.
Yeah. It's a twofer because we also have Michael.
Oh, you're also here in Elvin's in Elvin's place.
No, it is multiverse because mine's flipped.
Oh,
yes, it's a multiversal Elvin layer.
I wish I had the foresight to do that too, but
hey, if you want to drop off and come back, we can make that happen.
No, it's okay.
Elvin, what do you think about it? That's what I thought.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah,
this is the quietest he's ever been, and the most. The most compliant he's ever been, and I appreciate this new and improved one.
What's up, Cowabunga?
Cowabunga, dude, what's going on?
Yeah.
Who else is here? When's the raffle starting? From we have our reliable YouTube user.
Yes.
And Rasper.
Good.
I can't tell anymore if his keyboard is just messed up. Because the last time I was like, are you speaking
That's not Swedish.
Yeah, I was like, and he's like, no, I was, my keyboard got stuck.
Yeah.
it's like pig Latin now. How do we decrypt this?
Yeah,
yes. I like it. I wish you didn't tell me that was the actual reason. I was like, oh, this guy's he's got some language behind those eyes.
Playing some 5D chess.
So how are you guys doing? What's going on?
Not 48,000 degrees out.
Michael hasn't really been here before. You've seen him on Popcorn Chicken. So thank you for joining us, Michael.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Rasper, we did not skip the dad joke. I passed that on to Justin today.
Yep.
Now, I don't know. I was going to skip it, but no. Okay, let's do it.
So,
dad joke.
So I normally kind of work it into a story, but this one was kind of last minute. So I don't have a big long-winded ramp up for one. I just have a classic joke that I think Elvin would approve of, but also I hope that other people will think is funny. So
I don't know. What do you think, Elvin?
Yeah, Elvin, what do you think? So why did the snowman get excited?
Ooh, why?
Because he saw the snowblower coming.
Okay, see, like... That wasn't bad. It didn't make me angry. So that automatically. Good job.
But I'm terrible.
Thank you for that one. You came prepared because I was just like, straight up, I'm not doing this. Justin.
Oh, we got a hashtag dad. There you go. Oh, got another. Okay, there you go. It's a winner.
Elvin's going to come back and be like, traitors. Last week, I think last week, it was also dad, so.
Two for two.
How do I explain this joke to my son? You don't. You wait till he's a little
it's older. It's a, I'll tell you when you're older kind of thing.
Yeah.
When a mommy snowman and a daddy snowman.
How and a third party and a third party slow snowblower. Yes. A third party was brought into this situation. And,
yeah. So
when, was,
When they're married for a long time, sometimes they need to bring in heavy machinery.
There. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, how do you PG-13 that?
It's hold like, on, hold on, hold on. I have another dad joke. That brings the ice of life. Instead of spice of life.
Ooh.
That one's kind of a... No, that one's still good. Thank you.
Okay, okay. Still cringe, but...
I should just bring you on every time. Just make you do it instead of Elvin every time Christmas in July.
We're f-ing praying for it.
Yeah. Otaku's here. He's dropping some recommendations. Thank you.
Ooh.
And also, you guys try First Descendant?
No, but I've been watching it. I'm going to be playing a very topical game on Wednesday.
Topical, very topical?
Huh? Topical, yes. Like, it has a lot to do with world events.
Oh, yes. I was like, what? Okay. Yeah, you specifically mentioned this to us. Like,
yes. It was so topical that I was like, hey, everyone, is this okay? I think it would be really fun and be really funny, but I need everyone to sign off on
Michael,
it.
So Michael's the common sense of the group, where he's like, hey, should you guys be doing this?
Yeah,
I'm also the common sense, but it's like, it's not my problem. Go ahead, Justin.
to which Elvin said, do it.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know what we're talking about, I guess you got to tune in Wednesday.
Justin, Wednesday at 4:15 p.m. on Go Live.
To figure out what this topical subject is all about. I thought he was talking about an ointment or something.
Yeah, me too.
No.
What the hell is he talking about? AI Collectibles is playing Destiny 2. The final show.
Oh, yeah. The new DLC just came out.
I'm honestly surprised that's still ongoing. I used to play that religiously. Yeah. I wasn't very good. I was good enough that I like held my own because I've been playing forever.
Yeah.
But when someone who's actually good comes into the server.
Then makes fun of you for not knowing the exact jumps to do for the bosses. Yeah. And you're like, all right, I guess I'll just go kill myself again. In game.
It's not like I was bad because we'd be playing like a boss and I'd survive. But I'd be playing for like 45 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah, like, okay, like I'm done, guys. I need to go eat dinner right now.
at the end of it, as long as you had a good time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you can really ask for it.
But like Michael pointed out, Justin does play games sometime. He streams on Wednesdays, usually, like you said.
Yeah, Wednesdays or Tuesdays, and then sometimes a weird time during the evenings on a weekend or something. But I think I'm going to do like a kind of a after the end of this month, I might do like a 3 or 4 day like subathon where I go for like 48 hours straight just to get us over that hump.
Oh yeah, you've done that before. I didn't know you're doing it, and I've come back throughout the day, and Justin's still on.
I go for usually like 8 hours, but like I mean, doing like 48 hours straight kind of thing. It'll get loopy. It'll be weird.
That's okay. That's the best kind of you. So, as you know, Elvin and I usually do what we watched and what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to start it off?
Heck yes.
Easy, get guys in.
Show us how it's done, master.
Okay. So what I watched, Kaiju number 8, finished that off.
Nice. How was that?
I loved it. So I based it originally on how ugly he was. I'm like, I don't even want to look at this show because I don't know. The Kaiju form I thought was crude originally.
Yeah.
But I also thought the same thing about Mashal. I was like, this looks ridiculous. And then I watched it. And then like I told Michael, like I ended up with action figures of Mashal.
So, nice.
That's your profile picture on Discord right now.
So I was like, I really like that show. Kaiju number 8 I liked. My Hero Academia has its ups and downs where I stop watching because I'm like, this show is boring and awful. But then it gets back to the fighting. So I started watching that again. It's at a point where I'm angry at the writers because they made the villain so OP. Oh, there's Kaiju number 8.
Kaiju number 8. That's for the viewers. I'm trying to think
of the same animation company that does My Hero Academia?
I don't know, actually.
The character designs are very similar.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good question. I should look that up. But I am enjoying it. I don't know if you watch The Boys.
I watched the first few seasons.
Okay. I started again. I'm on season, I think, 4 now, episode 2. It's getting to the point where I'm like, you guys all should have died a while ago. But kudos for you for keeping me on the edge of my seat still. It's getting to the point where I'm also bored at the edge of my seat. Like, I'm like, something has to give.
Yeah.
because you guys have found a way to take the reins and come up on top, but then a random act of ungodliness happens and you throw away your upper hand. I'm like, well, you didn't have to do that. You just chose to. Like, there were other alternatives, but it's entertaining. It's gory. It's the boys. So I mean, I'm just curious to see how long that goes on for. Saw Twisters. The new landmark screen X, where it wraps around the action scenes wrap around the theater. So it's three screens.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what was
first
that?
First day, it didn't come on. So I had to get up and go and be like, hey, your movie hasn't started for like 50. I'm always the one who does this, by the way. Yeah. It pisses me off. Like, everyone's just sitting there. So I'm like, okay, I'll go. So I go talk to the person. Then I go back and then it starts late. But then the word screen X is projected onto the side of the walls, which isn't, I'm like, I don't think this is supposed to happen. And Justin, I don't think so either. So I go up again and then some people start talking and Jess doesn't handle that very well.
Yeah.
So like one day you're going to get me into a fight or a shot. I'm okay with either or, because she's the one who tells people to shut the hell up. I'm like, hey, just keep doing that. When it's guys, I'll do it. When it's girls, she has to do it for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know what? Let's just get out of here. So we go to the front. And then like, okay, well, when you're done the movie, we'll give you your tickets back. And she's like, why would we stay and watch the movie? We've missed 40 minutes already with this nonsense. Yeah. So we had to argue that. We went back the next day and it was a good time. I like the movie. It is like Twisters.
Yeah.
It's like the first one.
I was going to say, how does it compare to the original? Because like the time gap between the two.
Yeah, actually, I was curious. Like, we were curious about like how, like, it's obviously the same universe, but is it like, oh, my mom was?
It's not
Jodie Foster, like Jurassic or whatever Park, the hell.
If that's what you're. No, I thought they were gonna do that. And there's one scene where a silhouette happens, where it's like, "Mom, I'm home." It's like, "Is that Jodie Foster?" And then it wasn't. It's like, "Oh, okay." So it's just a natural.
Wait, no, Helen Hunt.
Was it?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Jodie Foster, and Helen Hunt.
They're both the same.
Either way,
if there was any Easter eggs, I didn't notice them because it's just a movie about tornadoes again, and they happen all the time. They could have named it anything like Vortex, and I wouldn't have thought anything different. It was good on its own. I like Glenn Powell, even though I don't remember his name. She had to tell me his name like 17 times. So, but it was a nice. Do you like natural disaster movies?
Yeah.
If you do, give it a try.
Wait, it was by the same director who did like Independence Day and Godzilla and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, it sounds like these Screen X screens aren't doing too well right off.
AI Collectibles says he had a similar experience.
I thought maybe they were just marketing. Hold on,
the original Twisters was Wizard of Oz.
The original.
We do have to show respect, bro. Bless.
1996 Twister based on the Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah, there's already a sequel.
So I had fun with that. And then as for what I got, I guess we'll bring me back on screen here.
Who's the new foo? Whoa.
Whoa.
He does the popcorn chicken on sometimes. He's always the sub in. He's our HR management. So when Elvin like harasses one of us or like says some racial like thing, Michael has to get involved. See, he's our HR manager. He's the one who keeps the cogs turning. So thank you, Michael. We got Wolverine here.
Hell yeah.
Bub. Very nice. Very nice.
Camera's not cooperating. But
hey there, bub.
So played with him. Scar, you already saw. I was playing with Luffy, Gear 5. Thank you, Jefferson. He went to the Philippines and got me this, specifically for this. So thank you. I did get, so I was talking about when I like a show, I go buy the figure.
Kaiju number 8.
Yeah, Jefferson again.
He went
from
not liking the Kaiju. Yeah,
from like, this guy's ugly, to which one should I get, the model kit or this figure?
$80 plus shipping? All right, I'm in.
I found this locally, so our buddy here, he's like, hey, this is in Langley, do you want it? And I'm like, no, that's okay. If it's meant to be, I'll see it in the wild. And then I went out the same day and found it, so... It was meant to be. Thanks, Jeff said.
Yep.
So I got that. I'm going to open him right now. He's pretty basic, but I'm happy with it. I don't know if either of you gave it a try. You haven't seen it at all.
It's been in my Crunchyroll recommendations for a while, but I look at it, it doesn't draw me in. But if you're recommending it.
I do, because he's Okay, so the first episodes, he wasn't overly reliant on this form. What the show is about is a, he's like a C-lister cleanup crew. So there's kaiju hunters, and then there's the science squad. He does the damage control, like he cleans up the mess. Yeah. So he's trying to become a fighter, like a squad member, and they don't so much take pity on him, but he is knowledgeable from all of his years of doing the cleanup. So he joins the squad. He's middle-aged, so he's like, you and all of, like, it is hit close to home where I'm past my prime a little bit. So he's trying to compete with all these youngsters. And unfortunately, he gets injured, and while in the hospital, a kaiju parasite goes down his throat and infects him. But for some reason, he still keeps his intelligence, like he keeps his personality, and he can transform. So he's using this form in secret to fight other kaiju. And for whatever reason, he's been able to single-handedly just one-punch these humongous kaiju, like Godzilla-sized kaiju, into oblivion. So okay, I like the fact that he's an underdog.
Tell me how this is different from Jujutsu Kaisen.
I've never seen it, so that's how it's different.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm gonna. That's on my watch list.
It's really good.
Is it a comedy? This one's action comedy.
This one's pretty funny. Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it.
I wouldn't call it an action comedy. I'd say it's an action that, it's like an Aaron Sorkin type where it's like, it's funny because it's realistic dialogue kind of thing, and the comedy comes from just a very natural sense, but I wouldn't call it a comedy.
Okay, that's fair. This one has this one's, I guess, the same. It's spread out the same.
Right.
Where it's not purely hilarious, but there are funny bits where, for example, like, where do you pee out of this? And then he starts peeing out of his nips.
Okay, yeah, no, that's...
But then there's serious moments where he's like, am I still human? Like, and then the people who do know are like, if you ever turn, I'm going to kill you. Like, I have to kill you. So there are serious moments. There are comedic moments. Like,
No,
I did not watch Acolytes. Justin did. Michael did. They are going to be giving their... Yeah, I thought you tuned in a little bit to have conversations. Okay.
No, I did not. So just Justin can to give his...
I watched all of it.
And they are giving their reviews.
No, we're done. We're never talking about it again.
Yeah, I specifically recall you guys asking for all the number... You ranked the Star Wars show.
We did rank the Star Wars.
So there is a video coming out on that. Keep your eyes out for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not going
Acolyte to watch Acolyte. Was on everyone's shit list.
Yes.
I didn't even watch Ahsoka. And she's like my Ahsoka's... favorite, not Jedi.
And this is kind of the problem where Star Wars is. Like, it's almost like Stockholm Syndrome where you're like, well, it wasn't as bad as this one. Yeah. But like, while I was watching, like, I'm never going to... The only Star Wars property TV show that I will rewatch is Andor, which I've done like four or five times with like friends or whatever, being like, oh, you haven't seen Andor? All right, let's go get a case of beer. We're watching the whole thing tonight.
Yeah.
And like, I enjoy doing that. Like, all I might...
It's a love-hate relationship. Like, you don't even hate it. It's just pure fun, and it sounds like...
Oh, Andor is just a genuinely great crime thriller.
Okay.
And...
What's great about Andor is that it doesn't have to be in the Star Wars universe, right? It can exist without it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too, is like, people are like, oh, I didn't watch, you know, The Mandalorian, or I don't remember the new movies. I was like, this doesn't matter. This, like, stands on its own.
Yes.
This is just a dude in a universe who has run-ins with the cops, and then shit unfolds, and they're like, all right, I'm in. Let's do it.
All right, maybe I'll give it a try.
Yeah, Andor, so like, it could be the Star Trek universe, and it would still like be a place.
It's just a good sci-fi show.
Yeah, exactly. And Elvin's biggest complaint with it is that it doesn't feel like Star Wars.
Yeah,
but
that might be its saving grace too.
Yeah, but like me being like, because I have played every Star Wars game, and like the Jedi Knight series, where you follow a guy who his name is Kyle Katarn, and he's just a smuggler whose dad was secretly a Jedi, and then he learns blah 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 whatever. But like, you're just with like some, you know, rough and tough dude who hates the Republic, used to be a stormtrooper, like is so in the trenches of just like the world politics. Yeah. And then this whole conspiracy thing unfolds and he gets thrown into it, and it's just like, shit, I gotta do okay. And like, Andor's exactly like that. He's like, grew up on some, you know, backwater planet. It got screwed over by the Republic at the time. And then now they're stormtroopers, and now it's, you know, and so he's just like, whatever. I hate the government. I don't give a shit what they call themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, it speaks to a lot of people right now. So,
yeah. I mean, that's the best part sometimes, yeah. Where it's, I mean, The Boys is too on the nose because clearly yeah. they're emulating, but that's kind of cool. Maybe I'll give it a try.
Yeah. No, it's, you don't have to do any, there's no required reading.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Sweet. I think that's it. I am working on stuff too. And then it's Justin Cerns because he's a veteran as well. I made just a random Taskmaster because I don't have one and I'm not buying the 3-pack. Ready with
wow.
who? And then there's an alternate head as well.
Nice.
I mean, I guess I could show you this rotation.
Wait, that looks like
it's a G.I. Joe Zartan. Zartan.
Nice. If anyone wants to see D's custom work, head over to devon.art on his Instagram.
This was a quick one. This one was like 45 minutes. I'm like, sweet. Like, I'm not buying the real one. I don't want to buy the real one.
Is that a G.I. Joe gun?
Mercenary. Yeah, it's a G.I. Joe gun.
Hell yeah. I can tell.
No, this
magazine comes out.
This one came with a Legends. It doesn't come out. Oh. If it was a Joe gun, it would have. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then I have some other stuff. I'm working on Lar Flees right now. From Green Lantern, because I like making lanterns for some reason. The other ones I've worked on. When I need to be making something at all times or I get pissy. Like even him. Like I just swapped his shoulder out. I made a t-shirt randomly. Like I don't know what my problem is, but my problem is I need to be working on something.
Yeah, that's so, okay, man. That's how you cook.
Yeah. So yeah. Justin, what did you get up to? What did you watch? What did you get?
Elvin. What are you doing? I'm still working through Grey's Anatomy.
17 seasons? Are you seriously? Are you seriously?
I'm not kidding. No, I'm
okay.
On,
I'm not saying that to that show eight. Because I did the what me and Justin called Incognito Man, where I stand behind the wall and watch from afar, and then I end up just watching eventually. It is a good show.
It's One Piece for white bitches, and like I've heard that joke a lot of times, and I'm like 20 seasons or 20 episodes into season 8.
Have you seen it before?
Huh?
Have you seen it before?
No.
Oh, okay. Have fun.
Like this year, I started. So
that is quite a long commitment.
It is.
Michael, are you familiar with it? Have you watched it?
I'm familiar with bits and pieces. I've never sat down to fully watch, you know, any particular season. So when it aired on TV, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But actually sit and binge through it, I mean, good on you.
Yeah. It's worth it. If you like late or early 2000s, no, Raspberry, I haven't done Station 19 yet. My girlfriend has it perfectly timed, so when they start to because she's watched like it multiple times, so when they start to do the crossover, then she's like, all right, then we got to start watching Station 19, because there's a firefighter show that crosses like actors and stuff, and anyway, yeah, spoiler, don't go to that hospital, everyone yeah. dies. They're either banging
not even the patients
no just... yeah. Everyone gets cancer or hit by a bus.
Yeah.
That's spoiler alert. Seattle sucks.
Interracial sisters somehow. I could say that about anyone. Like the show is just crazy.
Yeah. No, it's balls to the wall, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Did you watch any movies or anything, or just strictly Grey's? I mean, that's gonna take you a while anyway, so
yeah. No, I've been No, I've just been working a bunch, so.
That's fair. You get anything?
Nope.
That was easy. Michael.
Yep.
The new guy. What did you watch?
What's going on? this year, I've been on more of an anime binge. Haven't had a chance to watch too many other live action shows or movies, although I do plan to go watch Deadpool next Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Which I'm very, very excited for. But yeah, I've been really binging a couple animes. So Mashley, as D was talking about earlier, which for those that don't know is, and actually, Justin, I'm guessing you haven't seen Mashley before.
No.
It is.
It's Mashle. It's Mashle. Jem did the same thing. It's like Mashle's and muscles and magic. So Mashle.
Mashle. Mashle. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Justin, now imagine if One Punch Man crossed universes with Harry Potter.
Okay.
And that's what you get. So it is created by the same writer as One Punch Man.
Okay. And, oh, okay.
And the protagonist is, it cannot use magic in a world where if you can't use magic, you're an outcast and you'll probably get killed at some point. But instead,
yeah, it's illegal.
He is extremely strong because he just worked out from since he was a baby up until now. So he literally can just one punch through other people's magic. Yes. So I watched both seasons of that. I think there's a season 3 coming out. I didn't like, and D might curse me for this.
No, it's a weird show.
Well, I didn't like the progression. It started off really good in the sense of like, I felt like I was watching animated Harry Potter. Like it followed a lot of the same tropes of the first, let's say the first Harry Potter movie. So like, there's a Quidditch match, right?
Yeah.
They go to the herbology lesson and you have mandrakes now. It's like, okay, great. This is following along what Harry Potter would have been.
Yeah.
Except now you have this one guy who doesn't use magic and instead just uses his fists for everything. But then they start progressing into this like underground, like evil society. And I just feel like the progression was too quick into some sort of like climax endpoint. And then at some point we forgot about the school. There's no more lessons. There's no more teaching. There's no more Harry Potter aspect. It just turned into another like shonen style, like everyone has powers kind of anime. So I didn't like how it progressed like that.
I feel how many like seasons the manga, are there? So far two, right?
Two seasons.
Oh, okay.
So I see your point. I can't dispute it. I feel like if they didn't put this stupid hiatus on it, I would agree with you, but it's taken so long. I've been waiting forever. So I'm like, I need this to speed up for just to get to the action parts. And that's why I'm forgiving it.
And the alternative is doing like a Hunter Hunter style where it's like, all right, they start as children. And then 10 seasons later, you're just like, oh, they're all superheroes. And like, I've been going through every inch of the training sequence.
Yes.
So I don't know that very many like in betweens where it's like, oh, we're going to have a steady progression over four or five seasons.
Like Dragon Ball, Otaku just brought up Dragon Ball. Like, I feel like watching Goku from a child to adulthood, while everyone mocks the powering up taking like 3 episodes, which it doesn't, but everyone exaggerates to be. We did see his journey and we appreciate it, but it seemed to be consistent, except unless you're in Canada where they started the show from the beginning every time it got to the Frieza arc. But technically it was consistently paced in Japan, whereas these new shows like One Punch Man and Black Clover and Mashle. It's like, hey, we're taking a hiatus now. See you later. I'm like, okay, when are you coming back? I don't know. You'll see us when you see us. Like, okay.
Now, is it like a George R. R. Martin where like they're just waiting for the guy to finish writing it? So they're like, we have to? Or is it like an animation thing?
No, the manga is like, they could still continue on. The manga's past this point.
So maybe it's an animation like bottleneck?
It could be, but this seems to be the trend with a lot of animations, animes these days, where unlike the OGs like Dragon Ball, One Piece, Naruto, Hunter x Hunter, where you can have like 30 seasons, animes these days won't do that anymore. And I think that has to do with attention span as well, right? Like people, people can't commit that much time to watch 17 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, like some people. I get where they're coming from, where it's like, okay, it has to be digestible very quickly.
I need the abridged version.
Yes, but well, that's also unfortunate.
Which I did like for Dragon Ball. I do watch that too. And I know I know that's not serious, but I do like Dragon Ball Z.
Well, like with Demon Slayer, because it's mostly computer animated, like 3D animation, that is made to look like 2D, their workaround time is so much quicker. So that's why they can put out like, these 3 episodes, we're putting that out as a movie. Because it's in 8K, we can just upscale it and just like render it out, as opposed to a lot of like traditional animation styles.
I speaking of Demon Slayer, did you watch the latest season?
I have not yet.
I have not either. I was waiting for it to finish so we can binge it in one shot.
Yeah.
D, did you watch?
So obviously that's a, no, I haven't even started, but obviously that's a show I should watch. That's a show I should watch.
100%. It is gorgeous. As far as some of the best fights, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You will get. They put that bitch in theaters for a reason.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
But Demon Slayer follows the same issue with a lot of the modern day animes, where I felt like they jumped into the finale too quickly.
Sure.
Where I wanted to see more character development, more character growth. And no, suddenly, yeah, we're all going to go fight Muzan now. We're going to go into the final training arc, and that's it. Yeah. You know, so it could have been longer.
Are you
now,
a One Piece viewer? Do you watch One Piece?
I am a One Piece reader. Okay. I cannot sit through 1,000 episodes, but I can read 1,000 chapters.
I skipped ahead to Gear 5. This is fantastic. I don't care. And I did the same thing where I wanted the toy. It's like I watched it as a child, and I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I can't
it's
do
too
this.
Long.
I cannot it's do too this. Long. And then I want to say 17 years later, I'm like, let's see where they're at right now. And I turn it on.
I've got the brand. I know where they start.
I know that. I know the context. So I'm having fun with it now.
Yes,
I'm seeing Luffy in his prime, and I watched the Luffy versus Lucci fight, and I'm like, I keep watching it. It's just like Jim Carrey versus the Hulk. What else do you want? I know people are bothered by the animation style, but it's cool.
It's different for sure. Let's see. The only other thing I think I watched, Apothecary Diaries. Either of you ever heard of that?
Never heard of it. What type of show is that?
It is a Japanese anime, but the setting is more like ancient China. So it's in the royal palace, and it talks about a girl who is an apothecary, which is the old-timey, like pharmacist.
Yeah.
And so
I played WoW. I know that spot in the underworld.
Yes, totally. So so it just talks about her adventures, like solving mysteries with her knowledge of like medicine and science that everyone else is ignorant to. It's cool. It's actually very, very enjoyable to watch through if you like the older historical Asian style. If you like that timepiece drama, if you're into that, it's very, very good. Yeah. And then the only other thing was Bleach. Speaking of long hiatus. Yeah,
speaking of long ass speaking of in between.
10 years Bleach was on hiatus for. 10 years before the anime, before they're like, let's finish it. Let's finish the anime for the fans. So right now they finished the first two cores, as they call it, which is not like a season. It's like a quarter of a season.
Yeah.
But they're releasing it like a season. It's really strange. So Core 3 is coming out this fall. And that's it for me.
That's like saying, oh, yeah, by the way, Vash the Stampede Trigun is coming out with a new final season or whatever.
Yeah, that's weird. I was like, I would watch it, but I mean, it gets weird. Did you watch the new one? Well, it's old now, but it's like CGI.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
Are you guys talking about Trigun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was
I was like, this isn't Vash. And then I got to that, like, oh, there's Vash. There you are, my old friend. Your hair is back up. Thanks.
Yeah, it was.
It's different.
It was almost like a, not a revamp, but like a spiritual successor almost.
Yeah. They made it too much. Yeah, it's kind of
okay. I see what you're doing, but I mean, it wasn't bad as like the what was the, when they did the live action reboot.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
The reboot, the TV show, not.
Yeah. He hated it so much he just froze.
Well, I was gonna say, wait, was that me that I froze? Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
It was probably
a StreamYard thing. Yeah.
We lost you there for a second. You were like, it wasn't bad, and then you just kind of cut out. It was like the
timing. He's just dwelling on it.
He's talking shit about Canadian 3D animation. Yeah. They cut my
internet. Is it? Is that what it is? Okay, I was like, this feels like Stormhawks from the 90s or YG. But yeah, it was weird. They took it too literal. Where million knives, his powers were literally 1 million knives. I was like,
yeah.
So, but it was overall, I fast forwarded that too. I forgot I got Luke Cage as well. I'm just throwing this in now. He's cool.
Hell yeah.
Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
I am excited for the Marvel Defenders to eventually enter the MCU.
We'll see what they do with that. They have to redeem themselves now.
Well, we'll see how the new Daredevil goes, I guess, and we're going to start.
No, we'll see how Wanda or the new what's her name?
Agatha.
That'll be the saving grace for Disney.
Will Smith playing Popeye. I keep seeing this rumor every like 3 years. I don't think that's going to happen.
Popeye the Sailor Man?
Yeah.
AI, are you talking about Apothecary Diaries or Bleach? Because I kind of jumped subjects there. I'm guessing you're talking about Apothecary Diaries, which would be great, because you're a man of culture if that's what you watched.
Yeah, AI is very, like, he'll just say something. I'm like, I'm going to have to go check this out. He's very knowledgeable. Elvin agrees. He's giving the thumbs up. Speaking of anime as well, I don't know why this is an anime-heavy show, but...
Oh, Vash. He's talking about Vash.
Because we have people of class on here. That's why.
Yes. The Dragon Ball trailer came out.
Oh,
sorry,
yes.
Sorry, Darth. I know you hate anime. There's some Batman action figures, so don't worry, man. We'll get you at some point.
Hey, Darth. Batman is an anime.
It is.
Prove me wrong.
Think about that for a second.
Let me remove that. And bring back up the Dragon Ball Daima. Michael was the one who... I wouldn't say you keep talking about it, but...
You won't shut up about it, Michael.
But you seem to be excited
I am the resident anime fan, so I think that's fair that I brought that up. I should have worn my Dragon Ball t-shirt. I'm wearing Mighty Mornings instead, you know?
I'm wearing...
Freaking the sheets.
No, but...
Justin, that's just blasphemy. 3 days ago. We can't play the sound.
Michael Myers, love it.
Yeah.
But let's see here. What do we have going on? How do we make this smaller so we don't get whatever?
No, it's fine.
This will be good enough.
It's fine. Well, is it a trailer? Audio, then we're good. Yes. We are giving commentary over it.
So,
hey, automatic YouTube thing. We are commentating. Piss off. So
technically, like, it's hard to determine if this is going to be canon or not. This is a new Dragon Ball series coming out, but it's set in a different timeline where someone used magic to turn everyone young again.
Okay. So the weird part is they said, so anytime there's Kid Goku, like in GT, they're like, oh, it's Kid Goku. And this one, they're called minis.
Yeah,
and I don't know if they're children or if they're just shrunken down.
Oh, but, so it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening here.
Or no, it's Benjamin Button. They're going to reverse age. They're already old.
Yeah,
this is a prequel. I don't know.
So what's nice about this, a lot of people are talking about, is it goes back to the old OG Dragon Ball, where it's more about like combat with his stick, right? As you can see, about using energy blasts for everything. Yeah. So it makes it a little more relatable to the original fans of the series.
Do you like this, or did it bother you?
I'm conflicted because it doesn't fit with the current narrative, like where the current Super series or where the current it's a different, I guess, retelling of Dragon Ball in a way with familiar characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I have nothing to lose. Like, if I don't like it, then I don't like it. I think a lot of people get so invested in shows that when it's bad, they legitimately get furious, where I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, that sucked. Anyways, back to video game or like something else. I have 100 toys, video games, comic books. Like, I'm okay. That's my fault, Darth. That's my fault, Darth.
Who's selling merchandise? That's a D question.
I've been dropping images into a side folder. It's hard to come up with ideas. I mean, we could sell our brand shirts, basically. The popcorn chicken logo as well, which is my favorite. I like the popcorn chicken one.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
Another DBZ, yeah. Yep. Technically, it's not Z, though. It's Daima.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, you guys ever watch Fates Day Night? Or Fate, any of the Fates?
Yeah.
None of them relate to each other. But they're in the same universe, and they kind of have the same idea. But,
yeah,
they're not sequels of each other, right? So it's kind of like
Digimon all over again.
It is Digimon all over again. And at some point, they're going to bring it all back. It's going to be Digimon Generations.
Yep.
Yes. It's kind of like what they did with Power Rangers. You guys ever see that?
Sure.
Where they brought every generation of Power Rangers together? That was sick.
They've done it like four times. I love my favorite's Forever Red, where all the Red Rangers team up and just beat the crap out of everyone. And it's like Tommy doesn't make sense because he's been every color, but he just shows up in every. Hey, I'm a Red Ranger too. Hey, don't worry, it's me, Black Ranger Tommy. Like he just shows up in every special.
Pick a lane, bitch.
Yeah. But that was his moneymaker. So we've been talking long enough. Let's get to toys. And it's obviously going to be Dragon Ball again. So Vegeta's getting a re-release. What they do with these characters, are they update the engineering or give us a specific version from Sega? So this was the Namek Sega where he got blasted in the chest. So he's battle damaged.
Why?
What's the matter?
I always notice with SH Figure Arts, they always have a throat gap.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they put, and I know it's a cost thing, but why haven't we seen, or correct me if I'm wrong, if we have seen where they have almost a silicone or rubberized little membrane in between certain joints?
It's not even that,
the chest gap, underneath the.
They could just make it bigger, that would just.
Yeah, or it could just be yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Justin, it's almost like you're thinking Hot Toys a little bit, where it's almost a little more flesh like.
Yeah.
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 I was gonna say, does my Gohan have that? But he kind of, he's better.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you're doing 30 different, Dragon Ball Z figures, all right, pick the one that sure you're gonna put armor over top of them, but yeah.
The thing that bothers me, and they have to do this for resale purposes, is they the pieces don't fit together. So you have Goku, but he's 19, Goku, but he's 20, Goku, but he's 21 years old. And it's just the same guy, but slightly bigger or smaller, but they change the peg sizes so you can't mix and match.
Yeah,
we made this neck smaller, so you have to buy this whole new one if you want this version.
Yeah, this whole line, the pegs are in metric. So nothing fits.
I'm trying to decide if there was ever a need for this version of Vegeta as a figure.
If you're a completionist, I don't care about battle damaged figures.
Wait, does he just have sweat drops on his forehead there?
He does, but
you're going to tell yourself it's sweat drops.
No, it is. You're right. It's 100% sweat drops. I don't know if I'm being sarcastic. They did that because in the scene he was sweating, so they gave you this. So if you wanted to recreate this, which Dragon Ball fans love to do, that's why they keep doing it.
And here's the thing for Dragon Ball fans, water exists. You can just put that on your figures. It's
iron. Yeah, but you have to spritz it every couple days. This way you can this way you could just leave it.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone wants to create that struggle on Namek, you can do so now.
Yeah.
And he has the chest plate where he's broken. And then Dragon Ball Daima, you have the Goku mini.
I like those. Ooh.
You.
Little chibi.
I'm not going to see that. I like them.
But that works for SH Figure Arts style. I feel like it works a lot better for these chibis.
Yeah.
What's funny to me is they've done him as a kid seven times, but we can't get Kid Goten and Kid Trunks yet at all. They've aged out of that.
They're
going to
put it in the $400 multi-pack.
Yeah, it's been 17 years and we haven't gotten one.
Every year that they don't put it out, they get to put an extra zero on it.
That's true. And it's at the point in Super now where Goten and Trunks don't even look like that anymore. They look like legitimate teenagers now, finally. Ranma 1/2. Did you ever watch that, Michael?
I did. There's a remake coming?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd be down to check that out. Wow. There's so many remakes coming. They can't come up with original ideas anymore.
There you go. There's some merch. We'll put that on a mug for you, Darth. So Dragon Ball fans, get that as well. What else we got here? I kind of dropped the ball here, but because there's more Dragon Ball coming up later. Kamen Rider Tycoon Bujin Sword. So you get the sword sheath and then the figure to display with it. I don't watch a lot of Kamen Rider, but I think these guys look crazy cool. I like them a lot. Elvin's the same, except Elvin won't ever watch or read Kamen Rider. He does like the suits, though. We always tease him about that, but he likes what he likes.
Yeah.
So here it is, the display itself. I have a real problem, basically in a session, with black and neon greens or yellows. So this is problematic for me. I might get it. And then I'll read up on who this guy is. That's my favorite thing to do. I'll see a character I don't know. I think he looked cool. Then I'll read up on it, and then I'll buy it. Kaiju number 8, Mashal. Any of the comments I have. Guyver, which used to play on TBS for some reason. The live-action crappy one. And then I got into the anime.
Yeah.
SH Figure Arts has released their second character. Whoa. It's Bakugo in this suit.
That's
amazing.
Nice.
Yamaguchi did it before, but their
it's Nightwing, but with grenades.
Exactly. He just cries and sweats out explosions.
That's a really nice figure.
Because I'm getting back into the show now. And previously, another company was doing My Hero Academia, but they were taking forever to do like the main squad. So by the time they released, Bakugo, Deku, and what's his name, Shoto, they don't look like that anymore. But now SH Figure Arts has done their updated looks. So I'm like, oh, sweet. If I care enough to buy these figures, I can at least get the modern versions. So,
look, Justin, the throat gap is covered.
Yeah.
Hey! So all you got to do is put him in a turtleneck.
I don't want to pronounce his name. Padvirtar Pravak. I don't want to do it. I don't want to offend anyone. It is Spider-Man of India. He's from across the Spider-Verse.
Yes. Yes.
He was surprisingly a fan favorite, not because he sucks or anything. It's just he came out of nowhere and his lines were so good that everyone just fell in love with him. And a lot of customizers were making this figure. So now they can, if they choose so, to get an official one. It comes with what Elvin told me are the drums. So you got an unmasked version, him in with his masked version.
Why does he look like a Disney prince?
That's the point. That's the point. Like, they specifically did that on purpose.
Okay.
And did you see that movie?
I did. No.
Okay.
What?
It's all right. That's all right. I'm not going to judge you. I'll judge you off camera. But
I'm going to judge him on camera. Yo, go watch that shit.
I know. Everyone keeps yelling at me. I know it's good. I know it's amazing.
I like the first one more. His deal is.
I saw the first one.
He is basically a Disney prince. Like, his life is perfect. Like, nothing goes wrong for him. So that makes more sense now. And they specifically made him like this for that reason. And then he has his little drum.
Sick.
That's really cool.
Oh, look at that toe articulation.
Mantra Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I will be getting this because I do have a Spider-Man shelf.
I like the stand piece that comes in the
back. I was going to say, that's one of the most articulate stand pieces. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it hides the weird neck hip cap? Joints.
Oh, I was going to thought you were going to say neck cap, but.
Oh, yeah.
It does. Let's see here. Let's see when he's in a neutral pose. Yeah, I suppose. Wait. Yeah. Wait. Do those gold trims go up to his waist?
No, they don't.
It doesn't look like it.
No, I mean like in the actual.
Oh.
Because if it just stops there, that's kind of weird to me. Yeah, it's supposed to go up to the belt. Like, it doesn't make sense for them to just stop there.
That. So you can only have him in Trinity pose, essentially.
Yes. Okay, like, so that's not an accurate recreation then.
It's still nice. I'm just wondering why, like, see how the gold trim goes all the way to the belt. Why did they stop it?
Yeah, there? They could have just like colored it, had just like a gold or a yellow. Which one would piss you off more? Having it stop there, but still having the ability to pose it without it blocking, or an off color, very annoying yellow line that would be on that joint that you wouldn't be able to align properly.
The thing here is,
because I think that I feel like they're going for the lesser of two evils at this
point.
They
are, but why are they so fixated on that specific engineering? They didn't have to do that.
That's true.
they do have patents for other ways to do leg joints.
Yeah.
Goku has baggy pants, but they That's true.
Yeah. It goes all the way up. Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. Go ahead and have him handy. Like, they could have done the trim up the M scene like this, right?
Yeah.
And they did it like this. And then have the belt draped down. Like,
but does he have a drop hip?
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
It's just the joint at the back.
Yeah.
Is different. Whereas this is one solid piece. Then it plugs in. And then there's a swivel and a leg bend. Whereas this one, they have a like hip joint, then a diaper, then a thigh joint, then a leg that plugs into that, the pants, and then a knee that plugs into the pants, and then so they overcome.
They have a ball joint in his hip.
They
because arguably they need like you need to get him into the Spider-Man pose.
Yeah, but you could I don't
is
know.
Is it a ball joint that you could twist, or is it because?
I need to see it in hand. I'm not mad. I'm not mad about this pose, though. Right? Like, he's doing all poses. He's doing all the Dalsim poses. So just
the Dalsim pose. Yeah,
that's a little nitpick. I don't hate it. I just have to point that out. That's not really accurate. Except now that he's squatting here, it does go up to the belt. So who knows? Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I also wonder if it's realistic for him to balance in that pose. Like, how hard is it going to get to get him to stand like that?
Yeah.
Oh, if you breathe on it, it's going to fall. But that's okay. These are good promo shots. So keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
What else is up here? Oh, so more Dragon Ball. So you have your
another Goku.
You have your Comic-Con versions. It's Goku and Gohan. So you have Nimbus, Kid Gohan with alternate faceplates, alternate body, so he can do his little pose. Nimbus effects, whooshing hair. So you have him here pointing. Goku standing with his power pole. I don't know what it's called in Japan. I just remember him saying power pole extend on the UPN network and YTV. And then Gohan comes with his alternate lower body, so he can... his legs don't move, but he has either the jumping pose or the standing one.
So he's a Lego figure.
Yeah. He's massacred. we need to censor that.
alternate universe where his brother had his way, Raditz had his way with him.
Yes.
And then we have my most hated Trunks figure. I hated Super Trunks. They made him slimmer. He is Super Saiyan 2 here, but this outfit pisses me off compared to the Z version. Like, I love the Z version. This one's kind of lame.
Cool. And he's now, got the difference master sword.
Yeah, basically. And they made him glossy purpley. Like, you see that when the light hits, he turns purple.
Yeah.
That's the exclusive version.
Oh. So they gave him leather pants in one and
yeah. The one on the right was the normal one, the one on the left is the exclusive one. And he's glossy purple. Now you'll notice a trend here. So glossy purple, he has his spirit sword, which was the biggest ass pull I've ever seen in an anime, where he was basically able to beat someone Goku and Vegeta as Super Saiyan Blue couldn't beat because he had the power of friendship and hope, and it turned into his sword.
Well, it was almost like a spirit bomb in a sword form.
Man, I don't care.
fight.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Like, Tsubasa should have wiped the floor with him, but anyway.
That's exactly what it was, though. Spirit bomb sword form made him as strong as... And where's he getting the power from? Because as far as I recall...
Because we, as kids, didn't sit at home giving him the power to get that big off sword.
Yeah. Whoop. And in that universe, everyone is dead except for like 40 people. So that was a lot of hope they gave him. We have
Jiren the Gray. Nice.
Yeah. With also glossy red.
I mean, that looks cool.
Yeah.
The neck.
I like Jiren.
The throat gap.
I forgive it. As long as you can look around.
Yeah, look at those traps, dog.
And then you have the normal one on the left here and then the glossy one on the right.
Okay, the glossy one's very nice.
Yeah,
you like that one? I prefer the normal one more.
Okay.
In this instance, like the glossy one, if that was just the normal, I wouldn't think that was weird.
Yeah.
So
like the Trunks is, it's like, wait, why the shit is he? Why has he got leather pants on?
So the reason for the glossy is because when he's powered up, he has like a red aura, so it kind of sheens off of him.
I remember him constantly talking about feeling the fire, and I'm fired up, and I feel the heat. Like he's always said something heat related.
Yes.
So he's sweating.
I don't know why Trunks was red, but this makes sense for him.
Hold on. The one on the left, why does it look like he's wearing gloves?
He is.
He is wearing gloves.
They both
are. Yeah, but the discoloration, there's like almost no discoloration on the right.
The right? Yeah, I know. The glossiness ruined it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Strange design choice.
Naruto.
Kakashi.
Hell yeah.
We have the Naruto OP99 exclusive edition. So anyone who was into that, they would have to go to the booth to get this. Pictures courtesy of Toy Arc. Most of these are from Toy Arc. I'll name drop when I find out who did them.
That's a lot of hands.
Yeah. The butt one.
So you can weave all the signs, obviously. Exactly. Yeah. That's actually pretty cool. It's actually pretty cool that they did that. I don't like that default face. It's missing a lot of emotion.
The one in box here? The main one?
Yeah.
The blue steel scowl.
Yeah.
And then we have some leaks.
Hush figures.
Darth, there's Rob. I don't know if you even care about Robin. I know you like Batman. So there's Batman Hush. You have Robin here. So finally, they're delving into other characters. We had Nightwing. We had Superman. We have Batman, Poison Ivy, Catwoman. So now we have him.
That's Ra's al Ghul. I thought it was Jared Leto.
Same. Close enough. After he comes out of the Lazarus pit and he goes insane, that's his Jared Leto.
Then he starts.
And then we have I join. Then we have the battle damaged Batman here. They did release a normal version that's in either black or blue. So now we have another one for anyone who missed out. So are you getting that, Robin? Did you get the Batman? Okay, so the problem I had is news is dropping while we're talking. So here's some potato quality pictures. But if you could see here, there's Nate Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's Tim Drake, Darth, because they already released Dick Grayson as Nightwing. So yeah, so now we have Dick and Tim. I don't know how they're going to complete the other ones. I hope they do. So Age of Apocalypse, Mafex, we have Nate Gray, Cyclops, and Wolverine, potato quality. Someone spotted Jubilee. And then today, while we were talking, a nicer version of the picture came up. So here she is here in all her glory.
Oh, cool. You have
Soft Goods jacket. I have the Marvel Legends one. I will probably get this because I do like Jubilee.
That skin tone is very Simpsons-esque. I think it's the lighting, right?
The lighting and being
racist. But look at her legs.
Yeah, no, but I think it's because of the jacket.
Yeah, it's the light in the jacket bouncing off of each other. Hopefully.
This is the Maggie Simpson Jubilee crossover that we've all been waiting for.
And then these are the old ones, Venom, Spider-Man's. And then on the far right, you have Spider-Man 2099 and Venom 2099. So excited for those. I probably won't get Venom because I hate that character from the 2099 universe. Black Panther Infinity Saga. I think this is a little late to the game. People must be collecting this though. Like they must be. Like people love Infinity Saga. So hopefully this makes money.
Oh, I like a little Thanos glove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The proportions feel off here. Am I crazy? Oh, wait, is the left one supposed to be like his father?
That's his father in the...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, the proportions feel a bit off, doesn't it? Okay, that makes sense. No.
And then a bunch of Spider-Man.
Nice. Finger point.
Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man. They've done... So many people have done this. Hasbro, SH Figure Arts, Mafex, I think twice. This is the... No Way Home version.
That's some of the best scruff I've seen on a Mafex.
I like it. Like if I didn't have the Hasbro version, I liked Andrew Garfield. I seeing that, him in No Way Home.
No throat gap.
Yeah, no, Coat caps here. So
very flat ass though.
Yeah, there's no booty there.
That's just the angle.
That's just Andrew Garfield. He ain't got no booty.
I really like the texturing though. I hope that's actually like when you feel it, it's textured.
They will be. Oh yeah, Darth pointed out that Wayne_Collectors has updated pictures. I don't know if I just did that or you did that, Michael, but we seem to be on the same page. Nice unison. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Whoever that was, Justin.
Good assist. High five all around.
Yeah. So I did have these saved to present, but there's Doomsday, some Superboys, Batgirl's tea, so that's nice. Some figures I don't care about because it's from the Justice League movie and I don't do the live action Mafex stuff, but for anyone who does, I'm happy for you.
Hey, look, he comes with guns.
Yeah, the future Batman, Henry Cavill, Superman, gun-toting Batman from the future. Here's the Nate Gray, the Cyclops, and I believe that's Iceman, so that's going to be sweet because I need a new Iceman. Here's some more Black Panthers, Shuri, and what's his name? Killmonger.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice all around. Here's the Toby accessory, or sorry, Andrew accessories. What you always get is a deflated mask and web shots. Contra from Hiya Toys.
Hell yeah.
Did you ever play that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I think everyone did. I don't even know.
Those are really nice figures. Wow. Especially the one on the right.
I would get these. I don't know why I said would. I probably will get these. Like, I don't know why you said probably.
You definitely will.
I'm going to get these.
That pump on the shotgun looks like it actuates.
It probably does.
Cool.
Nice detail. I like Kaya toys. From what I've seen in the past, they're usually smaller, but these were listed as 1/12 scale. So I'm happy.
All right.
So these are not action figures. They're McFarlane toys. So he's calling them posed figures. And people went crazy for some reason.
Because, like, call a statue a statue.
I mean, whatever.
Like, you're not reinventing the wheel.
Like, that's what he's doing. That's his marketing tactic. Like, well, he calls it something else. And then
he just got another nephew to be on his fucking marketing team and was just like,
bad press is good press. Bad press is good press. That's it.
Yeah.
She does look nice. I like this.
No, it looks great.
So you got Wonder Woman, 1/6 scale, Green Lantern.
Okay, it can be, you know what? It would be called posed figures if you could hot swap things out.
Yeah. If they, I don't think based on this image here, if it's just a
like render, if right on the green, like underneath the Lantern logo, if that all pops off and like he comes with like a different arm pose and face sculpt or whatever.
Yeah. Because they do that. It's just, I don't think these ones are.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it actually says resin statue.
Yeah.
Right on it.
And then this Spawn is 15.
When was the last time a Spawn came out?
He keeps doing it a lot lately, actually. He just did a 2-pack of himself and Spawn. Yeah. So here's another one for y'all, you guys craving some Spawns. The beauty of this, though, is in his comic, he made an arc specifically dedicated to introducing like 100 new Spawns and a Spawn War. So now you could just pump action figures out. That's all the beauty of owning your own toy company and comic.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can make up a character and then release a figure.
Shit, I need a new house in Cabo.
Yeah. Icelandic Spawn. He just does whatever he wants. Here's a Wolverine statue, 1/10 scale.
Yo.
Looks pretty bad.
I think you mean pre-posed figure.
Oh, sorry. That's my fault. The pre-posed. Yeah. Iron Man. We have here Jonah Hex. I barely know anything from this. What I do know is from that crappy movie and from the old Justice League cartoon. He has a burned face and he is an anti-hero. So
Cowboy Two-Face.
Spaghetti Western type character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is Canadian, so 96.39 Canadian. I don't really need him or like him enough to pay $100 for Jonah Hex. It is nice to have the horse, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how often can you get an articulated horse?
Yeah.
Well, the beauty is Gunslinger Spawn has two versions, so I could have three horses total now if I really wanted.
All right.
And he comes with, oh, interesting. So DC had a mandate where they didn't want any guns with their action figures, but I see he has two revolvers now, so maybe they dropped that.
And
the those are only single action. They don't allow semi-automatic toys.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, you can't have a magazine size.
You very well could be telling the truth, because I don't know.
I started making a bullshit, and then I was like, actually.
I was like, actually, that's adding up quite well.
That kind of makes sense.
They released Magic. So this is Ileana Rasputin, Colossus's sister. Yep. She came out like, I want to say like 10 years ago. So they're re-releasing her. I don't know why. But they also are doing that with Red Hulk for obvious reasons.
Hold on.
I'd like to see Magic in the MCU. I do like the character a lot.
Did you skip out on New Mutants?
I saw clips of it, of her scenes played by Anna Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. I liked her. Racism aside, they made her just unnaturally racist for some reason. And it's not like she said a lot of racist things. It's just they gave her three lines that were specifically to the Navajo person. And I don't know why. Like, she's never been like that at all. And they made out of it. So,
I mean, you could just paint her hair black, put a little purple in it, and there you go. You've got a Yukio from X-Men.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Actually, you son of a bitch.
It's the same hair.
He's going to go customize the figure.
Because I have Negasonic Teenage Warhead somewhere around here. I was like, Justin, you crazy. All right, I'll see you guys later. You guys can take over. They got the creation bug again.
Rick and Morty line, you crazy son of a bitch.
We have Phoenix. Me and Elvin were debating on the price. It is 75% deluxe price, I guess. I don't know. So because of the flame bird and the display, this is $49.99 US.
That's a really good head sculpt, though.
I do like it. I do like the body mold.
The body,
There's a Mafex one coming out. I'm like, can I just get away with buying this one? Because she comes with everything you would need. I don't like Jean that much. She's not like an important character. I just need her to be the wife of Cyclops on my shelf. That's basically it.
Yeah, but Scott's a bitch, so.
I don't know. 97 made me like him again.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, not again. Made me like him for the first time ever.
Yeah, that's true.
In 37 years, because I never liked him before.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm considering this instead of the Mafex. This Wolverine, I think, is fantastic.
Is this supposed to be from the Deadpool and Wolverine?
From the Deadpool movie, yeah.
What scale is that?
It's Marvel Legends, so 1-12.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Their digital scanning is getting better. The texture.
Yeah, look at the forehead creases.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Like, his hair kind of looks a little Play-Doh-esque, but like, again, at that
scale, you can tell that's a just separate plastic piece. But for a Marvel Legends, like, they've used to just be carbo.
Yeah.
Like, if the blues weren't so plasticky shiny, which, again, this is a toy company, so I can't really blame them. This isn't Mafex, but this looks good for the price.
Well, just some like super high grit sandpaper would fix that.
Yeah. That or some matte spray.
Yeah, yeah.
You're giving D more ideas.
No, I'm happy with I don't do MCU anymore. I'm happy with this one.
Bub.
Also, where the fuck is his upper lip? Where'd it go?
He's biting it. He's biting it.
Why did he just eat a lemon? And they're like, yeah, no. We'll do the scan now.
That's how angry he is.
Oh, okay.
You've never been so angry you lost
your lip. That's what Australians look like when they're angry?
Yeah. Walmart Collector Con is here. So there were some previous releases, I guess, and Venom is coming out. We've already seen him. Professor X, they're slated to go up for pre-order on the 25th. $24.97 USD. The problem with this is Walmart sucks for pre-orders, so if you do want one, then I would keep your eye out and set a like an alarm clock or something. But for us Canadians, they usually have other retailers that get them. I hope the States does as well. I think Big Bad Toy Stores or other places will get them too. So we have that. This was interesting to me. So Mr. Beast.
Like Jimmy Mr. Beast. Wow.
Yeah, I was like, is this a coincidence or did he start something here? He created Moose Toys coming in July, and apparently he makes toys now. So
all right, why not?
Yeah,
he's made mediocre versions of everything else.
Yeah,
other than YouTube videos.
So I think like the age range here would probably be like,
you know what they kind of reminded me of?
What?
Bionicle.
Kind of. Oh, yeah.
I love
they those. Come in the tubes.
I loved those as a child.
Yeah.
Do we have to do the three segue thing to get rid of it? So I don't know here. What do? You shake it up. You pull out the pieces. You put them in this machine. What's going on? Okay,
that's pretty cool. If I was 10, yeah. No, that's pretty cool.
And then he throws it for property destruction. Awesome, to the extreme.
Done.
I don't understand what just happened.
Well, it's just every toy commercial from like the 90s was just like, look at all these bricks it can bash through.
Pow.
So
I think that was my favorite part of the
trip. Yeah. Just throwing shit. But also, I mean, I guess that also talks to their QA testing of just like they ain't gonna break.
Okay. I know we normally mute things, but I want to hear what he says.
So we just have to we can't hear
no audio.
D can hear it.
They can fly. Anyway, so there's Mr. Beast there. So if anyone is interested in that, there is Mr. Beast Lab Alpha Lab Mutators Mutations with the Chamber Chrome exclusive Panther Mutator. That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Oh, so it's like what's the guys who would like hang upside down and they had the goop in them?
Creepy Crawlers, Goop Mandos.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ever question me on 90s cartoons. Because I was all looking at them on eBay. I'm like, do I want these again? I probably do.
We need Samurai Pizza Cat figures.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those are like $200 now, and they're all die-cast. So if you want one, you can really go get one.
Hold on. There's two knee joints on these.
Yeah. Unless, wait, no, that's a fake one.
Oh, the one on the bottom? Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that a lot. Where you think it bends and then they don't balance at all.
Yep.
But they look cool. If it's a decent price and meant for like children. So the tube pack is $4.99. The five pack is $9.99.
Wait, $10 for what?
For the little tubey things that we saw, like the small beads.
Oh, they're like
the actual figure is $24.99. They're like little amiibo. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So the actual figure is $24.99. And then what else we got here? Street Sharks. So these are coming
back. Hell yeah.
So we have this is wave two. We have Streaks and Big Slamu. I have my old Streaks. And it still like holds up. Like, I don't know if they use silicone or what type of rubber they use.
Wait. Like that's original?
Mine is.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, mine's from the 90s. This is the one I got for my birthday.
I remember
when I was a kid. when I was a kid, my mom got me this thing. I was like, oh, this thing's sweet. So I still have this. This is one of my favorite toys. So I kept it around.
This is gonna be the oldest ass thing I've ever said, but man, I remember when toys were cool.
Remember berries? The wheels move. So Mattel's bringing them back, but with updated articulation. The problem is people have gotten wave one with Ripster, Jab, and Slash. And when they do the bitey move, they use different rubber.
Yeah.
So the teeth fall out and the side of the mouth is cracking.
Oh, no.
Where mine has held up for 30 years. So
but it probably is made with asbestos.
Yeah, very, very toxic figure. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Asbestos, if your cat licks it, it's probably going to die. But so, you know, they should sell like, oh, here's a silicone lubricant
that you need to apply every week so that it lasts.
I honestly think they should have just did away with that gimmick. Like, I know.
Well, yeah.
Because look, his claws obviously don't retract like the retro one.
No, that's why they give you second hands.
Yeah. So you don't need the bitey gimmick. It's just cool. But if it's going to break your figure, then what's the point?
Yeah.
I got to say, but, I don't care.
Okay, but most of the people who are going to be buying this aren't 6 years old who are losing their shit over the TV show and told their parents to buy it. They are probably collectors who grew up in the 80s and 90s and are like, oh, these will be cool. They'll do the articulation once or twice and then put them on a shelf for 10 years.
It's just unfortunate that now people had to test that out to tell us all of theirs broke. Like 100 be like, hey, my toy broke. For us to be, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to use that feature. Sorry, Michael, what are you saying?
I was going to say, I don't like the look of the Wave 2 as much. Like the coloring compared to Wave 1, it just feels so plastic.
Shiny?
Like, is it? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the white pants here. It just feels so...
They didn't try to give them any. They're just molded plastic and shiny molded plastic.
That. Yeah, it's not colored in or anything.
And like the original looks like shark skin.
Yeah.
Like it looks it's leathery. Funny, though.
Because like
actually, you know what? They probably can't because they were probably butchering sharks and putting sharks real toys.
Real hide. The problem with this is like this was fully painted in. He had a white tummy, but because it's rubber, like the paint just smeared right out of the package. So it did
just put some white out on it.
Yeah, I was like every couple months I just spray painted it. I think it's fine, whatever. Just inhaling toxic fumes.
Yeah.
They're cool. I like the updated articulation. Shame the figures break when you use them correctly, but I like them.
Speaking of brick, I brick something late to the party.
And then there's Dr. Piranoid. So his gimmick face transformed into a piranha fish. So,
you know, the main.
I'm all in.
The main.
The arm just looks so plasticky. It's just like this, like matte,
like but look at his ties. That looks metal as shit.
They spent all their budget on that. Obviously, I'm going to paint these.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be a thing anyone has to say. Like, I can't wait to buy this figure so I can paint it.
Yeah,
but
here we are.
They could have done this on purpose to. Be like, we're retro, like we did this on purpose as a retro feel.
Sure.
Or it's a cop out.
It is a cop out normally, but I'm assuming that's what they did.
Like this is the first run after what 20, 25 years?
Yeah.
If not more. Yeah. So they're kind of maybe gauging the interest.
Yeah.
And then they'll do a wave two if they sell out.
That is a lot of accessories. Holy.
That's why I love Joe's.
Yeah, so welcome to not having to pay licensing fees.
Yeah. Vincent are Falcone, and Quarrel. So lots of rifles, machine guns, grenade launchers, shotguns, backpacks, knives, throwing knives, daggers, scopes, crossbows, two-pack.
Multiple magazines for each gun.
So anyone who's a G.I. Joe classified, I'm happy for you. It was a rocky start. I've said this in the past, like years ago, but they seem to have found their footing. And I'm not the biggest Joe fan, but when I see a Joe I like, I buy them. 90% of the time, they're going to be ninjas.
Is this a Joe you like?
I like them, but I don't think I'd pay full price retail for it.
Yo, but he's got night vision goggles.
Okay, full price retail it is. Okay, so Mandalorian, we have Shriekhawk trainers. I guess they were like they're training the younglings. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember anything.
That's soft goods.
Which I'm very surprised about. I had to look. I'm like, Wait, is that soft goods? No, it's not.
Shiny.
It's too shiny. Which is weird because
the creases are the exact same in the two shots.
Yeah. But that's a
well-hidden soft goods.
Black Series has done soft goods, so I'm surprised they just didn't soft goods this.
Yeah, there's too many accessories for it to be soft goods.
Actually, fair enough. Now, Michael, you mentioned the Street Sharks bother you because of the plastic looking. Does the Star Wars ever bother? Like, I feel the same about the Star Wars Black Series sometimes. Like, they just clearly look super plasticky.
Yes, I completely agree. Like, it just feels so lacking right now.
Yeah.
particularly the guns, the one on the bottom left there, it's just like all gray. It's like there's no effort to color it in.
Sometimes they're very good. Like I do like my Mandalorian and what's her face, Bo-Katan.
Yeah.
And then other times
that's because they do like a bit of a matte finish to it.
Yeah, they do a matte, and then sometimes they try to make it look like it's rusted.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Well, like who the Elvin and I did a toy therapy where we just unboxed a bunch of Black Series figures, and who was it? Forrest Whitaker's character.
I never saw that movie, but yeah,
dude,
it is lost.
It is lost. You are lost. Bukalit. His was the most
all his tubes and pipings and all that.
Yeah, and like the goggles and like just like every little bit of like his little rebreather that he could pop up onto his face, and it was just like they put in so much effort for just being a standard price.
That was a great figure. I remember. Yeah. I remember now.
And the face sculpt was like 1-to-1. It wasn't like, and you know what? In their defense, you know, motherfucker's got a wonky eye to begin with, so they don't really have to pay too much attention to that. So, but yeah, like the Forrest Whitaker one was so good.
This is the only figure with straight eyes. All right. There is some stuff. So some people do like that look. Like, okay, so for the Street Sharks, I like that because it reminds me of like retro childhood stuff. But Mandalorian, it bothers me. But Brick found some color. Like, Brick likes it. So different strokes for different folks.
Like it doesn't feel like Beskar steel, you know? But when we look at the Mando figure, like actual Mando, there's a bit of a, like a shine to the silver.
They're in the garage. They're too far away.
Okay, here, I have
too much effort.
Don't worry. Was it Mando you wanted?
Okay, no, I was gonna look at Bo-Katan or.
Well, this is my Mayfix one. This is my Mayfix one.
Oh yeah, Mayfix. That's
a nice figure.
But here's even Bo-Katan Hasbro.
Yeah, I have that one.
Let me change the quality.
Enhance.
Enhance. I slowed it down because I'm.
You're shutting speed.
I'm running like 7 things
at once. Oh yeah. Like that looks good because it kind of has like a matte.
I mean, but even
still the shine to it.
The guns are crap.
The like guns Michael are garbage. Yeah, 100%.
But look, the dry
they look like or... they look like early like late 90s Star Trek phasers where it's like, oh, that's clearly ABS plastic. But like the armor there looks great.
The scratching on the armor there.
Yeah. So, and also the leather, like that kind of looks leather-esque almost.
Yeah. And her helmet has the scuffs.
Yeah. And the armorer, she has the like fur patch on her back, and it's not hard plastic.
Oh, what's her face? Yeah. The I forgot her name now. The armorer.
The armorer. Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, hers, she had soft goods. That was
cool. Hold on. I gotta go get a beer. I'll go grab a couple.
So Black Series for me, Brick, like Brick said, I like the colors, but I'm not a fan of Black Series, not into their plastic, but there's some great ones. Mayfix is clean though. So I'm not like the biggest Star Wars fan at all. Like I hate Jedi. Like I think they're stupid based on they become tools of the government. My favorite characters are either Jedi who don't want to be Jedi anymore, like Ahsoka, like I think she's cool, or Mandalorian. Like that's strictly who I like from Star Wars, Mandalorians and Ahsoka. Unless there's another, I like Starkiller as well because he's not he's an unorthodox Jedi again. What else we got here? Archie Comics, more TMNT. I don't know if anyone is still collecting this specific line. Alvin probably is. I'm not.
He probably is. He's collecting these newer NECAs.
Yeah. And it's a wrestling figure, so that's like a double whammy for him. Yeah. I do like that the Ninja Turtles are going on strong. I hope they get into some IDW comic ones, which is what I read. So, and this one here is $49.99, the Crying Hound deluxe figure. Normally they come with more accessories, so it's a little weird. He only comes with hand accessories, so we'll see. That's a little pricey for just hands, because normally they come with weapons, Easter egg accessories, yeah. Blasters.
The alternate head or...
Yeah, something. Yeah. This is a little lacking, in my opinion. And then we have here... Scareglow and his steed. I've read this guy's name.
That is a massive figure.
That's massive. This thing's huge. These are the Mondo figures, so the Mondo Masters of the Universe. Yeah. So Scaremare here. What is this? 54-inch wingspan. He has his saddle, the wings that can come on and off. I like that you can hide the spots where the wings pop in and out with flames, so it's not just gaping holes. The saddle looks cool. He has the shield guard.
Really smart.
Yeah. And it glows in the dark.
That's a nice figure.
Like, this looks nice. The wings articulate. I know Elvin said he was done because he just wanted like He-Man.
No, he's gonna get this. Come on, work of art.
These things are beautiful. Beautiful figures.
This is a work of art. Bricks, right?
$600, but like, look at what everything it comes with, and these things are huge. I know these are Hot Toys prices, but they deserve to be.
Yeah.
Because like Hot Toys, you don't really, people barely pose those. Like, they're afraid to pose those. I wouldn't be afraid to play around with this and display it and pose it. Like, I can see the joints and everything, but it's massive and it looks sturdy.
Yeah.
And it glows in the dark.
That is cool. What's the bundle?
Interesting. It says more on the blog tomorrow. I don't want to give out faulty information. I did go to the Mondo site. Unless Scareglow is 270. Okay, that makes sense. So it's probably him and Scareglow together for the bundle. So you have him as well, the human head.
That is a disgusting bundle. Wow.
Yeah, but you need it. Look at that. Yes. The mace, the scythe, the whip, the energy blast, soft goods cape, alternate heads. The classic looking alternate head where it looks like a little derpy on the right from like the what is that, the 70s?
Yes,
the late 70s. So here it is, here glows in the dark again.
That's a beautiful figure.
Let me go back.
Joey, before you go to the Power Rangers, let's see. I'm back and I gotta play with focus,
but the armor. Yes.
Oh yeah,
so like it's like a good metallic looking, and then also soft goods. Like, it's
actually to me, she looked good.
Yeah. And like the helmet, too. And like the, like this bit kind of, but I don't know. But like, they well, have.
She's just, that's ability. What she did in the show, right? Like, she just stood there with her arms behind her back.
Yeah.
So she doesn't need to kick anyone.
No. Yeah, exactly. So you're not like, but still, double knees. Oh, no, no. Single. No. It's the Stormtrooper knee, which it can.
She also swivel. Judged people.
Yeah, she judged the shit out of people.
Mandalorian no more.
Yeah. The Stormtrooper.
Never mind, I changed my mind. You're Mandalorian again.
Yeah.
Elvin agrees.
Yeah. Elvin knows what's up. Nah. Anyway, dogs are yelling now.
Then what else we got? Last but not least, 3-0. We have the 1-6 scale Green Ranger. So in the comics, Tommy became White Ranger, and the Green Ranger was still so cool that they decided to just make someone else it. He didn't exist in the show. So that's why I like the comic books. They fill in the gaps of what the show didn't care. The show's just like, Jason is gone now. Anyways, but the comics. Tell you where Jason went and why no one remembers or like cares that he's gone. So
he went to go get milk.
Yeah. I had to go get some cigs, boy. He he became an Omega Ranger, which is pretty cool. It's a cool storyline. The Green Ranger turned into this Matt Cook guy. They changed his style a little bit. If they did a smaller scale, like the Lightning Collection from Hasbro, I'd buy it, but I don't really need a huge like 500 piece worldwide, which means this is going to be $300 figure. But overall, I think it looks nice. 3-0 always does good work. They do the Transformers I buy. I pre-ordered a Mega Man from them. So anyone who's into this, make sure you keep your eye out for these pre-orders because there's only 500.
Yeah.
I told you guys I was keeping this short because there's like reveals after reveals after reveals coming out while we're talking.
That is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. So I have nothing else to add. There'll be a part two next week. I don't know if, when is Elvin back?
A week after? He will not be back next week. Next week will be hopefully yourself and Justin to go over part two of the latest figure releases.
I will be here to drink a six pack and be sassy.
All right. That's what I keep you up for. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, Justin, you could just share a camera with just this screenshot and he'll just exist.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
I don't know how to No. I can build. Whoa. I can build an algorithm so that. Wait. It'll be like a South Park Canadian talking where it'll just be like Elvin's mouth jumping up and down.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're going to splice it like the Homer Simpson thing. It's like, all I wanted was her sweet cat. Sweet, sweet, sweet. And the clock at the.
I mean, that would take less effort probably. Yeah. But.
I look forward to whatever you choose to do. Either way, it'll be hilarious.
It'll be something.
Yeah. But on that note, I have to use the bathroom. So thank you for everyone for tuning in and the after crew viewers who tune in after. I know you guys pop in and watch while you drive, so appreciate you as well. But wherever you are in the world, have a good afternoon, day, and good night. Bye.
Bye,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks for joining us today, Michael.
No worries. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, you, Justin.
No, you're always here. You're like, oh, yeah. You're like a veteran now, so I don't even have to...